Good evening. Welcome to our service here at Metropolitan Baptist Church. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 37. We're going to study the life of Judah this evening. And we're going to begin in chapter 37 and lead into chapter 38, which God has devoted a whole chapter concerning his life and concerning the mishaps of his sons. And there's much for us to learn from this man by the name of Judah. Besides the recording of Judah's birth, we read of Judah's actions for the first time in this passage of Scripture, that is chapter 37, verses 26 and 27. Let's read. It reads, "And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it that we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content." Let's bow for prayer. Oh God, we're so thankful for the opportunity once again to study your precious, eternal, inspired word. And I pray now, oh God in heaven, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. Please teach us, Lord. Guide us, even rebuke us if needs be, that we might be determined more so in the power of your Spirit to live out that Christ life. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen. As I have mentioned, besides the recording of Judah's birth, we read of Judah's actions for the first time here in Genesis chapter 37, verses 26 and 27. Judah is the son of Leah, and his name means praise. And now we find here in chapter 37, we read of his actions, and we read that he, in addressing the issue concerning Joseph and what to do with him, he said to his brethren, his brothers, in verse 26, "What profit is it that we slay our brother and conceal his blood? To what avail is it that we kill our brother and have to cover up the fact that we've killed our own brother? What profit is that?" So Judah said, "Well, let's. I've got an idea. It's a bright idea." He said, "Let's sell our brother to those Ishmaelites that are passing by, and the Bible teaches us in verse 27 that his brothers were content." Now, as we prepare to move into chapter 38 that devotes the whole section to the life of Judah, we see here in chapter 37 the first recorded action or actions of this man. And we see that Judah is very diplomatic. He'd make a good politician. A diplomat is one that is tactful, tries to be tactful, considering the feelings of those involved. And that is Judah all the way. I could never be a politician. I don't think I'm good at being diplomatic. He was a diplomat. And as the brethren listened to Judah, they said, "Oh, yeah, good idea. Let's do that." And beloved, I'd like to submit to you that Judah could have been more than just be diplomatic. He should have been decisive. And he should have put his brothers in their place. And he should have said, brethren, our attitude is wrong, wrong, wrong towards our baby brother. And we need to set things right, and we need not to consider whether we're going to kill him or slay him. We just need to get right with God. That's what he should have done. But Judah, being a good politician, was very diplomatic. He was trying to consider the feelings of all involved. He said, well, you know, we really don't want to kill him, because then we'd have to somehow cover up the fact that we've slaughtered our own brother. So why don't we sell him into slavery, and that way we won't have to deal with that issue. I'd like to submit to you that Judah was a compromiser. I don't believe this was the right decision. Judah should have made a decisive decision to lead his brothers and say, hey, our attitudes are wrong. We have some wrong attitudes towards our brother, and we need to get those things right. And I'm afraid that often our diplomacy, in the name of being tactful, as Bible-believing Christians, is an excuse in not taking a stand and making a right biblical decision. I believe this was Judah's problem. And it didn't end here. Now, for Joseph, it meant that he was sold and carried off into Egypt. And God overruled in the life of Joseph. And we'll see more of that in the weeks to come. But on the surface, it has a negative effect on those around him. How does this diplomatic approach to the situation in the life of Judah affect him? Well, it does affect him. It affects him in a very serious way. And beloved, may I submit to you that if you and I choose between diplomacy and making a scriptural decision, if you choose diplomacy, you will pay a price for diplomacy. When you and I need to make a scriptural decision, and as I have already said, I'll say it again, there wasn't an issue whether we kill Joseph or sell into slavery. The point should have been, brethren, we need to get our hearts right before God. And we need to have a right attitude towards our little brother that was just simply sharing what's happening in his life. We just need to confess our hatred, confess our jealousy, and okay, Dad seems to favour him, but that is no excuse for us to make a decision here that is negative on both ends, whether to sell him into slavery or to kill him. So instead of being diplomatic, Judah should have been decisive. And beloved, I'd like to challenge you this evening. There is no place for diplomacy when it comes to making spiritual decisions. You and I need to do right because it's right to do right. He that knoweth to do right and doeth it not, it is sin. Now I understand there are situations where you can be diplomatic and dealing with personal issues, but when it comes to an issue of the Scriptures, there is no place for diplomacy. We need to make a decisive decision based upon the Word of God. And Judah paid very heavily for his failure to make a spiritual decision. Note there in chapter 38, please. Verse number 1. The Bible reads, and it came to pass at that time that Judah went down. Oh, yes, he did. He went down. He went down from his brethren and turned in to a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. Well, how did this diplomatic decision that Judah led his brethren in, how did it affect him? As opposed to Judah making a biblical decision, well, my Bible teaches me that he went down. He went downward spiritually in time. No doubt this decision that he made obviously haunted his conscience and effectively And in time, it affected him to the point where he left his family and went down. He took a downward step spiritually. He moved to Adullam, which is about 25 kilometers northwest of Hebron. And he lived amongst the Canaanites. Judah went down. And beloved, if you and I as God's people don't wake up to the fact that we need to be people of the book, and we need to make decisive decisions based upon the Word of God. And it ought not to be a contest between diplomacy and decisiveness. You and I need to ask ourselves, what saith the Lord? What does the Scriptures teach I need to do? That's what I need to do. Now, because Judah was diplomatic, the Bible teaches he went down. He failed to make a spiritual decision. And when we are faced with life-changing decisions, and we fail to make a scriptural decision, it will have a negative spiritual effect upon us eventually. And we see this in the life of Judah. Over time, Judah could not get over the fact of what he had led his brothers to do. And then we move into chapter 38 and we see that it came to pass at that time. How much time, we're not told, but the text, the context would imply it wasn't very long before Judah was affected by his decision,